Today we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit coming down upon the apostles. And this feast marks a new era in salvation history. The first era was the era of the covenant between God and the people of Israel. The second era is the era of the Messiah, the time when Jesus walked the earth. And the third era, which we celebrate today, is the era of the Holy Spirit, guiding and leading the church. Since Pentecost is the day when the Holy Spirit first came upon the apostles, many theologians refer to it as the birth of the church. So I guess we could say, happy birthday to the church. Now I know many people dread birthdays because they fear growing older. But I love birthday celebrations. I find them to be a great celebration of life and of friendship. I find them to be a great time to reflect upon one's past, present, and future all at once. And plus, there's cake and ice cream involved, so what's not to like? Now, the Feast of Pentecost is the birthday of the church. And so it can be a similar situation where we can take time to look back and see how we've grown, see how the Holy Spirit has guided the church and caused it to grow. As I begin to think about the past, I was realizing I listened earlier this week to the St. Mary podcast. And on the podcast, Dawn began to reflect on what that first Pentecost must have been like. And she said, it's amazing to think that our whole faith, our whole church, began in this small little room where the apostles had gathered together. And to think how far it's come, how the Spirit came upon those apostles, and it led them out to all corners of the earth to preach the gospel of love. You know, like Dawn, I often wonder what that first Pentecost must have been like. And I can't speak definitively what it was like because I wasn't there, but I can imagine what it was like. And I imagine the disciples were going through a bunch of different emotions. I'm sure part of them was happy because Jesus had just recently ascended to his Father. And I'm sure part of them was afraid as they wondered, what do we do now that we've lost our leader? And then I'm sure there was part of them that felt sorrow because someone whom they loved very deeply had left them, had departed. And as I began to think about this, I realized these are the same mixed emotions that I and many of my family felt when my grandfather passed away earlier this year. And so I can only imagine that the disciples responded in the same way that my family did. And that was they gathered together and started to share stories. And I can just see this happening. I can see John turning to Peter and saying, remember that time when Jesus was walking out on the water and then he called you out to him and you started to walk on the water too, but then all of a sudden you lost confidence and then you sank like a lead balloon? Or I can just hear Andrew saying, remember that time when we were all gathered together and the people lowered that paralytic man from the ceiling and we had no clue what to do, and Jesus just walked in, took control of the situation, and ended up healing the man? Or I can just see them sitting around sharing the story of, remember that time when we were at the wedding and Jesus' mom came and said they were out of wine, and the next thing you know, there's Jesus turning a bunch of water into wine? And as they tell these stories, I can see them getting more and more excited with each story until all of a sudden, boom, the Holy Spirit is upon them and they're on fire as they tell these stories. And it takes them out into the world where they share this gospel of love with everybody they encounter and they carry it to all the corners of the earth. That's how I see the Holy Spirit working. And I see the Holy Spirit working in the church today. Granted, the church has grown extremely beyond the small confines of a little room. But I see that Spirit at work, and I see it at work in this parish. And if anybody doubts the work of the Spirit in this parish, I can say I've seen it a lot through the way this parish welcomes and is so hospitable to everybody who comes in. And you need to look no further than the parish festival for a concrete example of this. The spirit of hospitality is definitely at work there in the parish festival. You can see it in the fact that you have people ranging in age from as young as 4-year-old Victoria Haynes to somebody like Mary Calaprisco, who, well, Mary's a little older than 4 years old, I'll just say that. And you have all these people coming together and working together and sharing in this spirit of hospitality. You know, when I first arrived here, I witnessed this hospitality firsthand as people came and they welcomed me with open arms. I once told some people that I described St. Mary's Parish as ridiculously welcoming. And by that I meant, while every parish that I've been assigned has welcomed me with open arms, the people at St. Mary's brought that level of welcome to a new extreme. I honestly believed that if I would have asked the people to unpack my car, carry my bags up to my room, unpack my bags, iron my clothes, and fluff my pillows, they would have done it. They're that hospitable. And initially, I thought this was probably the work of the pastor, somebody trying to fatten me up before he led me to the slaughter. But the more time I spent here at the parish, I realized it wasn't so much the work of the pastor as it was the work of the Holy Spirit. And I felt that because everything I've done here, no matter what activity I've participated in, I've always felt welcome. And part of the reason the parish festival is such a success is because people feel welcomed. Even the people who come just to participate in the festival, and they come from all over, people who aren't even Catholic, and people who don't live anywhere near Canandaigua, but they come to be part of this parish and this activity because of the great welcome they feel. And it's not just the parish festival. Last weekend, when I celebrated the rite of candidacy, I can't explain how warm my family felt welcomed and how that spirit of hospitality came through. Bishop Clark himself even commented on it, on how welcome he felt here at St. Mary's. Now, he did say that he was sure some of that welcome had to do with the fact that he had reappointed Father Moll. But it goes beyond that, because my family, over and over, was commenting to me on how welcome they felt by this parish, and how welcome and invited they felt, and how people constantly were coming up to them and talking to them when it would have been very easy for people just to go down to the reception and talk to the people who they knew or mingle amongst their own small little group. And that's how I see the Spirit working here at St. Mary's. And so for that, I thank you. I've been so amazed by this spirit of welcome. And as I think back, I said, it's really hard for me to think that a year ago when I came here, we were complete strangers. I was a complete unknown to you. And it's a real testament to the Spirit working at this parish that as I leave this weekend, I don't leave you as strangers, but I leave a family. You know, when I was first assigned to this parish, I sat down with Father Moll, and he said to me that he had only one expectation of me, and that's that I love the people. Now, whether or not I've succeeded in achieving that expectation, I'll leave that to your own judgment. But what I can say is that I've definitely felt embraced, supported, and loved by all of you. And for that, I thank you. I thank you for being there to support me in some very difficult times, especially when my grandfather died. And I thank you for being there to support me in times that have been more joyous, such as the rite of candidacy last weekend. And so as we prepare to part ways, I ask that that same Spirit that came down upon the apostles and led them to preach the gospel of love to to all corners of the world, continue to guide you in all that you do. I thank you for all that you have been for me. And until our paths cross again, may God bless you.